When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
What's going on in Greenville today? Well, as we enter the holiday season, who better to tell us about the things to watch out for than our sheriff? And that would be Sheriff Hobart Lewis from Greenville County. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well.
Well, it's a little cooler now. So, and Elio Santa is tomorrow, which... I've got a
couple of big days of that. Looking forward to it. And got my good friend Chief Howie Thompson will be with us. And Greenville City moved out of our building about a year ago, so we don't get to see them as much. But looking forward to having everybody together and gathering some toys for these kids here in Greenville. And hopefully it'll be a good day, have some good weather, I hope. And be able to get a lot of toys collected, talk to a lot of folks.
Well, I hope to. I hope so as well, because I'll be sitting out in the middle of it. So
that's right. You'll be out there.
Yep.
I'm sure. I hope you have a tent set up, and maybe that'll give us a place to hide in case the weather.
I will be working for coffee. I will work for coffee. I'll have a sign up. Hot coffee. I will work for coffee. Anyway, so.
Yes, sir.
What are we looking at right now as we go into Christmas season now? Are we ramping up? Is this normally when you see a ramp up in bad people doing bad things?
You know, we had last week a couple of homicides, and people may have seen the SWAT team out this morning getting a suspect in Simpsonville that's wanted out of Spartanburg. We've had a couple of suspects we've arrested here for some homicides last week. As far as property crimes, you know, car break-ins are always a huge deal. So we just encourage people to take your packages out, take them in the house, make sure you lock your car doors, don't leave your garage door opener in the car, certainly don't leave your keys and your firearms in there. But
right.
It's, people get in a rush and they tend to forget those things, but we've had several car break-ins and subdivisions and some neighborhoods around here. So that's always an issue, I'm sure, at the shopping centers and the malls. The city's dealing with the same issues. People buy packages, take them to their car, put them in there, and go back in and continue to shop. Those are always target-rich environments for the criminal element to do a little bit of their own Christmas shopping out in the parking lot. So
right.
Just be mindful of that.
Now I see a lot of videos on social media of porch pirates. How bad is it? How bad is the porch pirate plague here in the upstate when during Christmas Eve? Do you get a lot of reports of porch pirates?
We don't here, and I think that's probably because here in the great state of South Carolina and in the upstate, if you run up on somebody's porch, you're subject to get a 12-gauge round through the front door. So. We don't have a lot of reports of that, but people are also pretty good about keeping up with the package tracking and all those things and getting them off the porch when they arrive. So you know, you see those Amazon trucks all over the place. Certainly see them on my street, at my house, and you know, there's always something out there for my grandkids. But we don't, you know, we don't get many reports, and don't have a lot of trouble with that here.
Now, besides all the stuff that you've already mentioned, if you had to give any people that are advice as they're going out into going out and doing these things here and doing these things there during the holiday season, is awareness the biggest issue? Is this how people get caught up in some of the stuff where they just aren't aware of what's going on around them?
Absolutely. We see so many people walking across parking lots, talking on their cell phone, and, you know, trying to look at whatever on their phone and just not paying attention to who's around them or who may be watching them. We've had three collisions this past week that were not our fault, but deputies involved in collisions were really the root cause is inattention.
Right.
People are doing too many things instead of focusing on driving and getting where they're going safely. Situational awareness and being aware of your surroundings when you're driving down Woodruff Road or whatever the case may be, you know, focus on what you're supposed to be doing. Don't try to multitask and do three or four different things. We want people to be safe. We want people to enjoy shopping and be together for Christmas and all those great things. But you certainly have to take some precautions.
When a deputy or a police officer is on his way in South Carolina to a call with the lights on and they're, you know, they're having to drive aggressively, is it illegal for people not to get out of their way? I mean, is that where a lot of this happens, where people just aren't paying attention? I mean, I'm always listening for the sirens. If I see one, I'm pulling over.
We don't have, knock on wood, we don't have too many collisions that involve law enforcement running lights and siren, going to a call. We would like for people to move to the right and allow EMS, fire department, and law enforcement to move ahead and get to where they're going. And technology's changed so much. We have rumblers, what's called a rumbler now, on the siren that, you know, if that car's behind you, you can almost feel it in your chest to try to get people to move over. I mean, it's pretty significant. But another factor for, you know, all emergency vehicles is the speed of the vehicle versus the capability of the siren that's mounted to it.
Right.
You can very much outrun that speaker box. So we try to make sure people are mindful of that. But most of our collisions occur, you know, as the deputy's just going to and from calls without any of that stuff on, and people don't come to a complete stop, or they're looking at their cell phone. And maybe, we just had one at a major intersection up in the northern part of the county with some significant injuries. And that was from somebody who, you know, really should have stopped at a stop sign, come to a complete stop, look both ways before they crossed over, and didn't do that. And the deputy hit him in the side who had the right of way. So, you know, it's just, you know, people just don't seem to pay attention, or maybe they're in too big a rush and think they can beat traffic. But we don't work wrecks here unless a state vehicle's involved.
Right.
But we do get reports from the Highway Patrol, and the number of collisions only ramp up, obviously, with Thanksgiving last week and all the amount of traffic that was here and all those things. But we, Greenville County, I'm pretty sure Greenville County has the highest number of collisions in the state for all 46 counties for the Highway Patrol. So,
wow.
You know, it's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of traffic. You know, it's most people, drive at a moderate speed. But, you know, if you're not driving fast enough on 85, there's stretches of that road, you get killed.
Yep.
But then there's other places where it's at a crawl. So everybody tries to catch up, I think, coming out of that, you know, particular area, Pelham and 85 or whatever the case may be.
Well, at some time tomorrow, I will be joined by Hobart and by Chief Howie Thompson. Leo Santa.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, man.
So,
it'll be good. It's always fun
to see
people bring stuff.
Bon Secours, yes, bring by a toy and throw it in the toy box and take care of your freezing radio host and bring a hot cup of coffee and everything will be well in our world. Thank you very much for taking time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, man. I always enjoy it. Appreciate what all your listeners do.
Yes, sir.
And I hope everybody has a great week.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right. Going back to Minnesota. They've also got fraudulently issued commercial driver's license there as well. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, before we get cranked up, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jerry in Simpsonville. Yes, sir.
Hey, you got me?
I do.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm 70 years old. And 45 years ago, I was working on a construction job. And an old man told me that when they started Social Security, of course, he was alive and living at that time. You know, he was about 85 years old when he told me this. He said there was so much money piling up in Social Security that our politicians got together and decided to take health, education, and welfare out of our Social Security. And they said that they would never run out of money. Well, now 23.5% of our nation's budget is Social Security. And it makes me ill when I hear about all of these illegal immigrants and people getting $500 a night for motels and all this stuff. I know old people that get $800 a month, and they get a 3% raise for the year. That's less than $300 for the whole year.
Right.
And I thought the majority of the people that died from COVID were on Social Security because it hit mostly old people. So I figured, you know, there would be more Social Security. Then I got to thinking about a lot of people I went to school with died after working for years, and they never drew a dime. Then there's a lot of people I know that died shortly after they started drawing Social Security. So all of that money is piled up, but yet there's no money, and we get a 3% raise at the end of the year. Now, is what I'm telling you, or what I'm asking you, the truth about, I don't think the majority of the old people, Democrat and Republican, understand that this welfare and these health benefits and all of this stuff, food stamps and everything, comes out of our Social Security. Am I right or wrong?
Well, they have different fundings for SNAP. They have a different funding for SNAP, a different authorization.
Up so much way that the politicians got together and decided to take these other things out of Social Security.
But do you want me to? You want me to answer you there, boss? I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so with Social Security, you know, my understanding was that that's the money I was they were taking from me for, quote, Social Security, would be put in a little lockbox with my name on it. And then later on, when I got to be of age, you know, 65, whatever it is, that they would be drawing on that. But they never did that because they saw that as a big pile of money, right, like you're describing. You know what else they look at as a big pile of money?
What's that?
401ks.
Okay.
They look at that money, they say, that's just sitting there not doing anything with it. One of the things they've been wanting to do. Now, with a 401k, right, if you have a 401k, you come to the end of the time, you cash in your 401k. That's your money, right? And you can do with it what you want, however little, however large it is, and you can leave it to whoever you want to leave it to, right?
Right.
They want to turn that into an annuity. But,
okay.
I mean, here, you know, without, you're looking at it in the micro, and that is very instructive. In the macro, when you pull back and look at the wide lens view of it, the whole thing comes down to the fact that they spend money like a bunch of drunk pirates, and they'll find it anywhere they can and spend it on whatever they can because they like being politicians.
Well, I listen to several different people on their podcast, and I've never heard anybody mention that health, education, and welfare comes out of our Social Security, and that's why they keep talking about it going broke.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, I'm willing to take a look at that. I haven't ever looked at that, if they're pulling that out of there. I know that a lot of illegals are getting SNAP benefits. I know a lot of illegals are on Medicare. And every dollar spent on an illegal alien should be going to an American. I know that, too.
Well, I talk to a lot of older people in the family, aunts and uncles and people that are still alive, living off of Social Security. And when I look at them and say health, education, and welfare comes out of a Social Security, they look at me like, what? And I've never heard anybody talk about that. I've never heard anybody on any podcast or any news station anywhere mention the fact that that's why 23.5% of our nation's budget is Social Security, and they've never talked about what comes out of that and what causes it to be so high.
I don't know if they actually throw that money into the general fund or not. I kind of think they do, but I mean, I've never looked at it in that detail just because I look at these guys as a bunch of, they're not very good stewards of our money. They have failed us. They failed you, they failed me, and more than anybody else, it's not going to affect you or me as much as it's going to affect the kids coming down the road behind us. So,
right.
You know, it's they have, there needs to be a huge reform on this one. But listen, keep on preaching that stuff. I'm going to look into that. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
Well, I listen to you quite a bit, so I'd like to hear you after you investigated. I'd like for you to, you know, hey, I'm 70 years old, and I'm not of a person, you know, looking stuff up and researching stuff and all that.
Well,
I listen to what people tell me.
I'm right behind you, so you just stand by. I'll be bringing that up. But
all
anyway,
right, man, look, yep. You have a merry, merry Christmas, buddy.
You as well, sir. Merry Christmas to you.
Love your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Hadn't heard that one before. I'll have to look into that. I wonder if this is all part of this whole... See, that's the problem with the general fund. When you don't have earmarks as far as, okay, this money's going to be going here and this money's going to be going here. What are we checking against? What if he's right? What if they're taking all of this stuff out of this and, you know, that means... It sort of sounds to me like it means we're being ripped off here. Because that's not what, no wonder the Social Security Fund is so insolvent. It's going in all kinds of crazy directions. But I am going to look into that. On the text line, drawing Social Security is based on actuarial tables. Like life insurance companies do, they have to delay paying until enough is of us die off to be able to pay the rest. As cynical as that is, that's probably true. That's probably true, as cynical as all of that is. But, government is messed up. Government is messed up now. Now, the Democrats love to call this a democracy they're trying to save, right? Let's get past all the semantics and let's sharpen up the distinction between what is a democracy and a republic. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tim and Easley. Yes, sir.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, you just had a caller on there, and he's talking about Social Security, and it was rolled over into the general fund under the Clinton administration when they balance the budget.
Right. I remember that. I thought they had rolled it into the... There's so many details about this stuff.
They took $1 to $2 trillion out of the lockbox Social Security and used it to balance the budget and roll the Social Security into the general fund.
Ah. So now, now Social Security just swims in a gigantic pond of emptiness, right? It's a because we don't have no money. There's no money there.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
So what they did is they rolled it in there, and then they called it they will call it a budgeted item.
Okay.
You need to check that out. But you need to check that out. Have your investigators check it out. I may not be right on the total money, but it was anywhere from $1 to $2, $3, $4 trillion. It was in the Social Security lockbox.
Yeah,
and they took it out and balanced the budget back in Clinton, and that's the one they later claimed. But it was balanced under Clinton, blah, 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 blah. And now what it is they spent all that money, and they rolled us. I'm almost 80 years old, so they roll all our money over into the general fund, and they're going to run out, they say.
Now every time we pay some Social Security, are we, because it's the general fund, are we – financing transgender comic books in Peru? Is that what we're doing?
It's true.
Okay.
That's true. And you have to think back now.
Yeah.
Obama took 780 something million out of the Social Security fund for whatever it was, giveaway programs. And then Nancy Pelosi did it twice. So they've taken out over $1 billion in the past 12 years for their giveaway parties that they have.
I got you. All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and spend that Social Security money.
There you go. Let's go to Roger and Easley, yes, or Kings Mountain. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. Yeah. My thoughts on Social Security is we need to do away with it completely. And what we need to do, in my opinion, see, I'm 77, so I'm already on Social Security.
Right.
But for these younger folks that are coming along now, they need to be put on a individual IRA account, each one of them. And they still need to take the money out of their paycheck, and their employer needs to put the FICA. All that money still needs to be taken out, and where it goes is directly into an individual's IRA account.
Well, here's my thoughts on this, right? I kind of think they've been running this like a Ponzi scheme, because they should be able to cut this off and say, okay, if you're 35 years or younger, your money's going to start going here. Right?
Right, exactly.
But they can't do that because their money's coming to us.
Yeah, well, yes. And that's my point.
Yeah.
We need to take everything away from the federal government that we can.
Yeah.
Because all they do is screw everything up.
I know.
But anyway, and that does two things. It gets all that money away from the federal government.
Right.
And the money goes to an IRA account invested with an investment company or a bank, and that money goes back into the economy. It's invested.
And it all benefits the economy and the person that's actually their money, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Now, another thing about that is when that person, say a person's 20 years old, and say he only makes $30,000 total.
Sure.
His whole life, works 30 years. When that person retires, he'd be a millionaire if he left that money in that account and left it invested the whole time.
Well, now the only way you can do that is if you get into Congress. But you can be a millionaire in a couple of years in Congress.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about the average Joe like me out here that's
right.
working, you know?
Right, right, right. Anyway.
And so
good
anyway,
points.
That's my opinion, and I think that needs to be done, and it needs to be done right away.
Well, first of all, we got to get these guys just to pay attention. The Republicans are doing nothing. Well, you know what? That's a story for another day. You know what? Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for the call.
Yeah. Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
Can the average Joe like me, can we all get together and do a class action suit and investigate all these, every congressman is there, starting with the oldest one, and can we investigate every one of them and where their money, how they accumulated all the money they got?
Well, it would be nice if we could. I don't know what the mechanism would look like. I will have to also research that. A lot of things I'm going to have to be looking into. So,
okay.
It'd be great if we could. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Social Security is a shell game. As soon as I qualified for Social Security, I started drawing it. Now, I don't draw my full draw, right? Because I still work. But my thought on it is that I don't know how long it's actually going to be there. And I paid into it. I got my first job a week after I turned 16 years old. So I've been paying into it for a little bit, just like you have. And because of that, I now, I want whatever I can get out of it, as much as I can get out of it. But, I mean, and I don't draw that much, but, you know, that's money they can't pay to a foreigner when I do that, to an illegal immigrant, when I get my cut. And I don't recommend anybody else do that. I mean, if you like the idea, okay, I understand, but that's why I do it the way I do it. Because I earned it. I earned every dime of that, just like you did. And the fact that they have broken, to me, what they've done with Social Security is really a matter of shattered trust. They broke our trust. And that's among, and that is one of many ways they have broken the trust, but they have failed us. Government has failed us. You know, we look at Trump, and maybe Trump can do a few things and everything, but I mean, we got him for 3 years. And this has been going on since the time of Clinton, you know, when they started robbing Peter to pay Paul. And when you got to rob your constituents in order to balance the budget, you haven't balanced the budget, you dimwits. That's not your money to be redirecting. That's our money, the people's money, America's money. That's not your money. That's not your money. I know, you know, there's a lot of guys in government, especially on the left. They that's all they want is the money. They want your money. But yeah. I'm not really sure what kind of upheaval we're going to have to see in order to be able to do that, where we, you know, sit them on a hot seat and say, hey, this is not the way things are supposed to go. I saw this locally, and I was astounded at this, but this happened in Anderson, South Carolina recently. It's going to shock you. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. All right, let's go to the phones. David and Lauren, yes, sir.
Yeah, real quick. When I was eligible for Social Security, I did the calculation. If I waited until age 70 to take it, it would be 19, or I would be 83 before I would break even. So I took it right away.
Yeah, yeah. Get as much as you can.
It would have been ridiculous to wait that long. Plus,
yeah.
You know, who knows, you're going to live to 83.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I've got, I was talking with one of my high school chums that I went to Wade Hampton with, and we were just saying, whatever happened to so-and-so? Well, they died. Yeah. What about so-and-so? Mm-hmm. They died too. I'm like, what's up with this?
And your heirs do not get any of your Social Security either.
Okay.
So you take it or you lose it.
Use it or lose it. Hey, that's that was my thought process when I signed up for it.
Yeah. Anyway. That's why I jumped on it right away.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. In Anderson, South Carolina, at a church daycare, a teacher tied a two-year-old female, little girl, to a chair. Parents Victoria and Slade Lambert say the incident happened November 14th at New Prospect Baptist Church Preschool. And the child's mother says she didn't find out until a week later when she received a photo from another teacher who witnessed it. And she said, my stomach was in knots. I mean, it has been ever since we found out about it. The parents say the teacher who took the photo reported it to the interim director that same day and nothing was done. And that teacher quit a week later and sent the photo to the girl's mother. And mom said, just to think that you're handing your kid off to someone and they've been there since she was 8 weeks old, you'd think that they would care for her and would want to let us know if something did happen. Apparently, that was not the case. And this little girl did not like this, apparently. Her behavior began to change. And they said she always loved her high chair. She'll color in her high chair. She'll eat or paint. And it's always been a good, safe space for her. And she started whining about it then. And we weren't quite sure why. And finding out about all of that kind of made us put two and two together that it was a problem and that she related that negatively to time out or being tied to the chair at school. So the daycare sent Fox Carolina the following statement. Statement reads, this statement is coming from our weekday preschool committee. Thank you for your concern of this issue. The incident was thoroughly investigated by proper external agencies and the responsible staff member was immediately terminated on November 20th when we became aware of this policy violation. If you have any future questions, please direct them to DSS, New Prospect Baptist Church. South Carolina Department of Social Services inspection shows that four issues were reported at the facility in November. Another inspection in May found bleach was used to clean around children. Victoria said that incident also involved her daughter. She said she came home with bleach spots on her shirt. And we messaged the daycare that night and said, hey, why did she come home with bleach stains on her shirt? So they didn't notify us until we had said something to them when we saw it. DSS also said that it was a violation to clean with bleach in the presence of children. Victoria and Slade have removed their daughter from the daycare, and they're looking for other options. And the family reported the incident to the sheriff's office, but officials say the incident did not meet the requirements for a criminal charge. Also catching my eye is that half of teens believe journalists make up details like quotes, and 6 in 10 believe journalists take photos and videos out of context. This is called the News Literacy Project, and it shows what years of lopsided coverage and partisan framing have produced an entire generation that doesn't buy what the fake stream legacy media is selling. Because today, a teenager, 13 to 18 years old, lives in the most information-saturated era in history. And they don't trust the news. And the assessment is a majority of teens, 84%, offered a negative word to describe news media, including fake, crazy, boring, biased, and sad. And the largest category, 19%, used terms tied to deception. You know, fake, false, lies, misleading, untrustworthy. So for decades, they insulated themselves from criticism while they chose sides on cultural and political battles. And the teenagers have grown up watching it in real time. So they The report says teens consistently demonstrated the belief that unethical behaviors are more common than standards-based practices. And they spent years lecturing the public, and now the youngest Americans are lecturing them back. Who knows what might come of this? It might be actually good. Now, one more time, just so you know, tomorrow, Straight Talk will be at Bon Secours. Right out front there on the walkway, headed into the main office, or the main ticket turnstile. We'll be set up there doing the show there live. Come by and see us. Bring a toy for Elio Santa. Dress appropriately. Hopefully they'll have coffee there, though. That is my hope. I'm hoping they have coffee there. But I'll be surrounded by Elio. That'll be some fun stuff. I'll get to watch everybody throwing toys as they drive by, headed downtown. That'll be some good stuff. And right here, right now, today, coming up next, is the Charlie James Show. So this is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.